the Cochrane Show. This is the Cochrane Show. It's not the whole show like you get every day. It's the shorter version in the podcast way. You must remember less time helps you stay. Yeah, this is the Cochrane Show. Yeah, this is the podcast show.
The Steve Cochrane Everything Podcast. It's everything I couldn't get into the regular show because there's not enough time. And because of my ADD, it could cover any topic. And today, an old friend who I'm seeing in person for the first time. How is it possible? Jim, Mr. Skim McBride, how is it possible we've never met?
I don't know. I've been on your show, but yeah. I've never been face-to-face with you. So it's a big thrill for me, big fan,
well, nice
and I've known you for obviously many years.
The book is called Being Mr. Skim, but let's do the obvious background here. I'm told that our mutual friend Harry Tynowitz was the first guy to put you on the radio.
I was in a bar, Charlie's Ale House, in about 97, 96. I was working at the Chicago Mercantile Exchange as a clerk, single, not really making much money, loving life, but, you know, not killing it as a businessman.
Having fun. The future, son? What's the
exactly.
future?
Exactly. And the future at that time was I was out drinking with my friends on a Tuesday night and had to be on the floor of the exchange at 7 in the morning, yet my friends were quizzing me on actresses. I had developed this incredible ability where if you named any actress, I could tell you off the top of my head if they'd been nude, how far into the movie.
And by the way, as a young man in the 90s,
in the 80s.
The 80s and 90s.
Yes.
This was an incredible skill.
Well.
To be able to know exactly how much I need to fast forward the VCR and where within, even
before
if you'd given
the internet.
If you'd give me a 10-minute window, I would have been thrilled.
Right.
But to tell me exactly where, come on.
Yeah, and that was before you could go on your phone or go on the internet
yeah.
or go on MrSkin.com and look this stuff up. So yeah, I was a fun guy at bars, I'll tell you that. My friends, you know, inevitably start thinking about actresses. They'd ask me questions. And I didn't know Harry at the time, but he was literally, hard to believe, he was at a bar, but he was standing next to me, and he said, he tapped me on the shoulder, he said, I can't believe you know this off the top of your head. Would you come on my radio show and share this with my audience? They would love it, and I remember thinking, they would? Wow. So I ended up, Harry actually came up with the moniker Mr. Skin for me to use as my radio persona.
And history tells that story.
Well, I'm working at the Merc. I took a cab in midday to the Hancock to do their show on WMVP AM.
Yeah.
And I went in there and they had callers call in and I nailed every question. It was fun.
So you're a savant.
Well,
we all get gifts.
This is your gift.
Yeah. Your gift is you knew this. But didn't you have buddies that would then not just ask you questions and challenge you, you know, go, well, what about this one? Have people been able to stump you?
Not where I didn't know something. And to be honest, I'm pretty darn good at this. And listen, when I was in that studio with Harry, I literally thought, wow, I got into it. It was fun. I was scared. I had never been on a radio show, but I remember thinking, well, wow, that was my 15 minutes of fame. That was cool. Back to the Merc, to my clerk job and wherever my life was going. His producers, I was walking out the door, tapped me on the shoulder. He said, we had so many people on hold that want to talk to you. Would you come back and do this again? And I remember thinking at the time, and I say this in the book, I knew I had something, I just had no idea what it was. And then the internet comes. And
when did you realize it was a business?
Well, I was umpiring a Steve Dahl softball game. I had become a kind of a local radio celebrity in a very
right.
small way from
right.
being on all these shows. And I just became involved with radio events. So at a radio event, this guy comes up to me and says, you got to put what's in your head into a website. And I said, what's a website? I had
right.
no idea. It was like 1997.
Well, we should say, too, I'm 58. You're a little younger than me, but
yeah.
we're about the same age.
We're about the same age, right.
Yeah. So this is something that we grew up with. But when, you know, it's hard for people to even think about what was going on 20 years ago. 20 years ago, this was all new.
It was all new.
You can go online now, and in 30 seconds, you can find a naked girl.
Right.
You could never do that in the past.
Well, or even the concept of making money on the internet in the
yeah.
summer of 1997 or early 98. Like, I had no concept of that, but this guy said, no, you could do it. So I raised a little money from my brother-in-law and a broker at the Merc, and took a chance, but I really didn't take a chance from the standpoint. I wasn't walking away from big money. I didn't, you know, it wasn't like if this failed, I'd go on to my next thing.
You weren't reinventing your life. You were doing this because it, maybe it works, maybe it doesn't.
No, and I remember thinking at the time, geez, if I could make an extra 10 grand just to supplement my job, it would, you know, wow, that would be awesome. And here we are 20 years later. I have 40 employees. I have an office in Wicker Park in Chicago. And man, my website's been all over. It's been in the movie Knocked Up and all over these different television shows.
And you've been able to become a bit of an internet entrepreneur. Radar Online?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And other websites. What else do you own?
Oh, well, I own, well, we own a website called egotastic.com, yep. which is a very popular men's blog website. Yep. We have a website called MrMan.com, which is the male nude version of MrSkin.com.
And Fair enough.
Yeah, and we own a number of other websites. So yeah, over time, we've acquired other things and grown this much bigger than I could ever have imagined.
Do you remember what the investment was in a website 20 years ago?
For me,
because you have to have the nerd who can write the code, who can do
Well, obviously everything's different. For me, it was $70,000, but you got to understand, it was $70,000 for me to quit my job and live off of, pay a developer, pay the marketing guy that said he was going to work, and pay any other odds and ends, you know, over about 8 months. And it might to some people sound like a lot, but to be honest, I had to scrape to make this thing.
It was all the money in the world.
It was all, to me, that was a ton of money, but at the same time, to launch a business, it's not a lot of money.
Now, fast forward all the way to today, because I think the thing people need to understand if they're not familiar with you other than the name is, I don't consider this pornography.
No, it's R-rated.
Yeah, this is R-rated, legitimate movie scenes that anybody has access to. If you go to the movie, you watch the movie, you get the movie. But if the need is to see a naked woman, there's a lot of places to get it now. Has that hurt business?
Well, I'll tell you what. A lot of people think that, you know, I'm a subscription website. People pay me monthly to be a member of my website and see our incredible database of all the nude scenes
Which
in the history of movies and television.
Unbelievable.
It is. We've done. I have a great website, a great team to create that. But yes, when I started, I was the only game in town. You know, it was so easy to make money. Sure. Now, obviously, with all the free stuff, it's different. But think of this. When I launched this website in 99, there were 19 television shows that had nude scenes. 10 years later, it went to 29, which was good. Today, 147 different television shows across 37 platforms, Netflix, Amazon, Hulu, HBO, Showtime, Cinemax, Stars, that feature nudity that my team gathers on a monthly, weekly, daily basis to put in the website. So we're actually in the golden age of celebrity nudity.
The volume's
unbelievable. So to some people, it's worth a small monthly fee to have someone do all the work so they could keep abreast of everything that's
but
going
here's the
on.
Thing.
Right?
And I'm not being flippant. I say this, and you know me. I'm not kissing your butt. The thing is, you become a really interesting party guest if you are a member of Mr. Skin and you have a few of these things to kick around. Because what happens at the party? The party, the barbecue. It's still the same way as it was 100 years ago, I'm sure. The women go over here.
Yep.
And they talk. And the men go over here. And what do the men talk about?
True Detective. They saw a great nude scene in the first or second episode.
top five for both of us.
Yes.
but the men go over and they talk about golf and their jobs. If you're the guy that throws in, fellas, have you seen?
Yes.
You are the hit. You're guy.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things you've presented here, one of the gifts you've given back, if you will. And here we are all these years later. What fascinates me in the book, again, is called Being Mr. Skin. Somewhere along the line, you meet a woman you love, you get married, and you have kids.
Mm-hmm.
At what point after meeting said woman does she find out what you do?
Well, I'm very lucky, and she has no excuse because she actually met me. I was at a radio, party for Pete McMurray's 1 year anniversary when he was on the air, and in the early days of radio, and she happened to be at the bar. And I met her. So
she knew what she was signing up for.
She knew what she was signing up for. And, you know, it's funny. It actually was about 5 months before I launched the website, you know.
Oh, so she's been around since the beginning.
She's been around since the beginning. But she also saw the hard work, the effort. And I got to say, taking a step back from this, one of the things I'm most proud about for doing this 20 years are all the people that have been with me, some for 17, 18, 19 years. They've you know, bought houses for work because they work for me. They've raised kids.
Sure,
it's a great feeling to have a business where, you know, people have grown with you.
Right.
And she sees that behind the scenes. What I do is it's funny and goofy and crazy, but it's still a business where I have a lot of dedicated, loyal, really great employees.
Well, I guess
that have been along for the ride.
Part of it's a compliment that I want to make sure that she understands too, because it takes a strong, confident woman to always be asked, what does your husband do?
Yeah.
And then have to go through all of that. Now,
he looks at breasts all the time, you know? Yeah.
Now, how old are your kids?
I have a freshman. Well, now they just finished, but just finished freshman in high school, seventh grade boy, a girl freshman, seventh grade boy, fifth grade girl.
All know what you do.
Yes, but not they don't go on my website. They're too young.
Yeah.
But I will say this. It was a cool moment. My son's plays baseball, and they were in a team meeting, and they asked him if they could get some Mr. Skin sweatshirts and T-shirts for the kids on the team.
That's cool.
That was kind of a good feeling. So
yeah, no question about it. So, but as a parent, being upfront with them and saying this is a business for adults.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And someday you can look at it if you want, and we can talk then.
Yeah.
So that says something. I think that's a very
positive
thing.
Yeah, and I'd be hypocritical to say, you know, hey, you can't look at a nude scene or anything like that. Like, we're not uptight in that regard, but we're also respectful of, listen, you have to be at a certain age to see what I do. When you're 18 years old, if you want to go on the website, more power to you. But
you want to raise good, normal, healthy people.
Yeah, right. And they're good kids. And they listen. I'm sure my daughters will get a little more crap for it than my son. But you know, overall, again, kids don't really care what their parents do, mostly.
No, as long as their stuff gets paid for.
Half
food.
The time they're in their bedroom, I barely see them. So,
right.
You know,
right.
Now it's okay.
Well, I know for a fact you're a good dad. I've heard
well,
the review
you.
From
That's
a lot of
people. That's very nice. Thank you.
Again, Being Mr. Skin is a book out and available everywhere. Get two or three copies. You're careless, you'll lose them. And you can, do the download thing on your Kindle. All right. Now, Hollywood finds out about this somewhere along the way. The initial reaction from Hollywood, what was it?
Well, it's interesting. Fast forward to today, I have about 75 movie studios and PR firms that send us screeners of DVDs.
Is that right?
So that, well, think about it. I get 6 million visitors a month to my
website. It's totally positive, yeah.
All I'm saying is, man, we're so excited. This actress did this nude scene. Check it out. And, we're showing 8 seconds, in some instances, a minute of the movie to tell you, you got to see this. There's so much competition out there for eyeballs, and if I'm on a radio show saying, oh, there's this hot news show, like Euphoria is starting this week on HBO, that's going to blow everyone's mind because of the incredible amount of nudity, and it's supposed to be about a high school students. It's going to be very controversial.
Sure.
But maybe some people never heard of this until I'm on shows talking
about
it.
Great promotion for them.
It's the best.
But along the way, there wasn't one knucklehead in Hollywood that said, we're going to sue you, we're going to take you down.
Well,
back in the early days.
You know, before I launched this site, I went to an attorney in Chicago. I had the same thought. It's in your head right now. Like, how could you do this? And she said to me, listen, as long as your website is a review site, it does ratings, commentary, news.
And gives credit to the studio.
Well, it's not even about that. It's fair use, where as long as the clips and pics I have support the reviews, it's legal. It's like, why did Siskel and Ebert, why were they able to show clips of movies?
Totally agree.
It's the same thing. I'm just showing the nudity.
right. Know? So there was really nothing all the lawyers could have done.
No, and I've been doing this, knock on wood, 20 years, and we've never been sued.
Give me a few of your celebrity friends because of this.
Say that again?
Are your celebrity friends because of this?
Well, listen.
Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah, I've met him, yes, and he wrote a nice blurb for my book. And, obviously I've met Howard Stern. I've met, I was at the premiere of Knocked Up because my website was featured in that
so
movie.
Great.
And Judd Apatow couldn't have been nicer. And Seth Rogen and all the guys in the movie were, they were actually more excited to meet me,
I think,
which was kind of interesting.
I've talked to Seth Rogen about you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, completely true. And Andy Richter, who is a good Chicago boy by way of several other places. I know he's a fan.
Yeah.
But Sarah Silverman.
Yeah, wrote very nice things. Yeah, and I'm, I was saying about my son, like a couple weeks ago, I went down to the basement to say, hey, come on, get to bed. And he was watching Family Guy, and he goes, Dad, watch this. And he rewinds it, and Family Guy, Peter and Chris are talking about how much they love Mr. Skin. And I'm like, that was pretty cool. on Family Guy, you know?
Well, you are part of pop culture history.
Wow. Well, yeah, thank you.
And who knew it could be a job? Now, your parents.
Yes.
They have certain dreams for their children.
Yes.
So at what point do you tell, I don't know, was it mom and dad?
Both my parents, they're still alive.
What point do you tell mom and dad, this is what I'm doing for a living?
Well, I'll tell you exactly. It was New Year's Eve from 98 going into 99. They had just moved to Arizona, and they were in Chicago, and I took them out to dinner, and I'm like, holy geez, I got to tell my parents I'm going to be leaving the Merck in a couple months. I'm going to start this business. Now's the time. So I'm sitting there. Now, you think I didn't know what a website was. What the hell are they going to know?
Right.
So they had no clue. But listen, to their credit, they were gracious from the standpoint of, listen, if you want to leave a job at the Chicago Mercantile Exchange to start this business, we'll back you. That's not back me financially, but we'll support you. And to this day, my mom's still a skin turn for the company. She does a data entry from Arizona where I pay her, you know, a small fee to...
That's hilarious.
Yeah, and she loves it. She's very complimentary. In fact, I talk about it in the book where I actually got an email from my mom that said, is this a shadow or... And that was just like, it blew my mind. I was like, she goes to church every week, you know?
Yeah. it's fantastic. Listen, I'm a fan.
Well, thank you.
And a friend.
Yes.
As you are to just about everybody that's ever done anything successful in radio in this town. I just think it's a great story.
Yeah. And it's very Chicago. Everything about it is a Chicago. Everything about my book and my story is Chicago. So.
Yeah. And by the way, not just the book. If you can go to MrSkin.com, you too can be a friend.
monthly fee.
Sign up. You won't miss out. And the same for Radar Online and all these other, and the other websites you mentioned. So congrats on the success, man.
Thank you, Steve. I really appreciate it.
How long are you going to do it?
That's a great question. I think, you know, I got a couple more years is probably the face of it. And then I think when I get close to 60 years old, which is coming up, unfortunately, I'm going to probably no longer be the face of it and either sell the business or maybe let my guys run it and I'll kind of step in the shadows.
But I don't know, you know, are you like me? Because people, Tony Esposito,
yes.
Great Chicago Blackhawk.
I love him. Yeah.
Tony Esposito, Steve, how long are you going to do this? In my world, I don't know about you, it's go retire to what?
I know. Well, that's another issue, right?
I love golf, but I have time to play golf now. So what am I going to do?
Exactly. Well, I think from my standpoint, the older I get, I really truly feel that there's a certain point where it might twist from fun to creepy. And it's a possibility. Plus, as my kids get older, I'm like, you know, I want to spend more time with them. Not that, again, I'm like you, because I own this business. I've been doing it 20 years. I have great people working for me. If I want to leave for 2 weeks, I leave for 2 weeks. If I want to leave at noon,
you know, it's going to be fun.
Yeah. So anyway, we'll see. It's just one of the things. I'm actually starting to contemplate retirement, but I don't even know what that means.
So weird, right?
It's so weird.
I mean, how did we get to this point?
How could I? Yeah, people would be like, retire from what? You don't even work.
I got my 40th high school reunion coming up.
Ah, yeah.
And my parents are gone. The folks that raised me, but it rings in my head all the time. My father look at me and going, "You get paid how much to talk?"
I know.
It's the same crap you've been doing your whole life. What's wrong with these people?
It's a different world.
So we're lucky.
Yes, we're very lucky. And that's, you know, my big takeaway for doing this 20 years is that when I take a step back is just, you know what? It's been a riot. How much fun that this was my job for 20 years.
It seems like it's been 10 minutes. I'm sure it's gone so fast.
So fast.
Mr. Skin has got a book out called Being Mr. Skin, 20 Years of Nips, Lips, Cheek, Peaks, and Fast Forwarding to the Good Parts, which, by the way, I think ought to be your slogan, Fast Forward to the Good Parts. Matthew Klickstein, your co-author on this. And there's great stories in here that you've never told anywhere else.
Right.
And it's not just about your mom.
And pictures.
And pictures as well. So congrats. Again, go out and get it. And thanks for being on the Everything Podcast.
Thank you so much for having me.
And again, thank you. But don't forget to listen to the regular show. And portions of this, except his mom's part, will be on the regular show. It's Steve Cochran. And thanks for downloading. Talk to you soon.